Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Adam Purcell, and I'm the teaching pastor at our Mount Vernon campus. This past Sunday, we began our new series called God Is, where we're looking at really the nature and character of God. And it can be easy with a series like this to get lost in what are often going to be pretty complicated and perhaps for you new ideas. But I want to remind you that the reason that we try to get to know God and even study Him in a systematic way is so that our worship of Him can increase. This past Sunday, in my little 7-minute slice of the message as we continued meeting online, I looked at John chapter 4, in particular verses 23 and 24, and there Jesus says to the woman at the well, "But the hour is coming and is now here when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking such people to worship Him. God is spirit, and those who worship Him must worship in spirit and truth." And the question that I talked about a little bit this past Sunday, and the question I'd like you to think about for a moment now, is the question, are you a true worshiper? Jesus says, the hour is coming and is now even here when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father is seeking such people to worship Him. And so if you and I could sit down and chat and I were to ask you, are you a true worshiper? Probably at first you'd be like, what do you even mean? Like, that's kind of a weird question to ask. And maybe that's true, but it's still an important question for us to ask, because the alternative is to be something other than a true worshiper, or to put it frankly, to be a false worshiper. So that raises the obvious question, well, how would I know? How would I know if I'm a true worshiper or not? And Jesus tells us. Jesus tells us in just these two verses, He tells us who to worship and how to worship. And we don't have time in the Drivecast to go over all that, but I want to remind you of a couple things I mentioned this past Sunday. And specifically, Jesus, when it comes to who to worship, Jesus says, worship the Father who is spirit. And that causes a couple problems for us, because worshiping the Father who is spirit cuts against our default. We are all born. Ephesians 2, among other places, tells us we are all born spiritually dead. Our sin, both our sin nature and the sinful choices that you and I make on a regular basis, our sin renders us spiritually dead. And so our default, because of that spiritual deadness, is to, one, assume that spiritual things are impersonal or unknowable, but also our default is to worship physical things, the creature rather than the creator. Our default is to worship the physical over the spiritual. And it is only by the grace of God, when we give our lives to Jesus Christ in repentance and trust, that He takes us from spiritual death to spiritual life. But that default, where we are just drawn to worshiping the physical rather than the spiritual, even though God has saved us and forgiven us by the shed blood and resurrection of His Son, Jesus, we still have to wrestle with that default. The scriptures call that default the flesh. So I want to ask you today, whether you've already committed your life to Jesus yet, or you're not maybe quite there yet, what is your default or your default struggle when it comes to your worship? Because Jesus tells us, worship the Father who is spirit. And again, that's a problem for us, because we have this tendency to want to worship the physical rather than the spiritual, because we can get our hands on the physical, so to speak. And these physical things that our hearts are drawn to and connected to, they have this immediate satisfaction about them. And so I want to encourage you today to think through, what is your default worship posture? Are you drawn to worshiping power? Are you drawn to worshiping pleasure? Are you drawn to worshiping comfort or safety? Maybe for you, you're drawn to worship family or romantic love, or I mean, the list could go on. But is there something that is competing for your love, for your worship, for your affection, that is driving out worship of your good, righteous, true, holy, spiritual, heavenly Father? And I want to challenge you today, whatever that thing might be, to recognize it and to repent of that, and to remind yourself again today that God and God alone is worthy of our worship. And He has demonstrated that in so many ways, but most fully He has demonstrated that by God the Father sending God the Son, who lived a perfect life. He was eventually arrested, tortured, and then executed on a cross. And somehow, some way, his shed blood and his suffering pays the penalty for our sin, anyone who would call on his name for salvation. But he didn't stay dead, but he rose again. And he eventually ascended to the right hand of the Father, where he intercedes for us. And he tells everybody everywhere to repent of our sin, to trust him, to find life in his name. And part of that finding life in his name is continuing daily to choose to worship him, choose to worship God the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit, as opposed to these other things that our hearts are so easily drawn towards. So I want to challenge you today to do an inventory of where you've been maybe misdirecting your worship, and to place all of your hope, all of your love, all of your worship in God. Let's take a moment and pray, because we're going to need all of God's help to do that consistently and to do it in a way that he desires. Father in heaven, we praise you that you have chosen to reveal yourself to us through your holy word, God, through the life and death and resurrection of your Son, and God, through the indwelling Holy Spirit. God, we ask that you would reveal to us those areas in our lives that are competing for our worship, for our love and affection, and God, that you would help us to see those areas, to repent of them, and to place even more of our confidence, our hope, our trust in you. Father, we love you. Please help us to do it more faithfully every single day. We pray all of these things in the holy name of your Son, Jesus. Amen. Well, we want to give you a few moments now to pray on your own as well. God bless. Well, thanks again for listening to the LifePoint Drivecast. We hope that you have an awesome day. God bless.